This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Mizoram government will scale up its operations against smuggling of areca nuts from Myanmar. Indian National Congress releases first list of 42 candidates for the upcoming Assam Assembly elections. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio suggests review by Select Committee of State Assembly on use of Vande Mataram in the state. Now the news in detail. The Mizoram government will scale up its operations against smuggling of areca nuts from Myanmar. Home Minister K. Sabdanga informed the State Assembly that rampant illegal influx of the commodity from the neighbouring country over the past few years has caused severe economic damage to local cultivators and the rise of unregulated black money in the region. According to officials' data spanning from 2019 to 2025, authorities have registered a total of 468 cases related to the smuggling of areca nuts from Myanmar, and the enforcement drive has led to the arrest of 292 people during the six-year period. The Home Minister reaffirmed the government's zero-tolerance policy, stating that it intends to continue the ban and strengthen border surveillance. The Indian National Congress has released the first list of 42 candidates for the upcoming Assam Assembly elections. Among the candidates, Congress State Unit President Gaurav Gogoi will contest the Assembly polls from Jorhat constituency. The party's leader in the Assam Assembly, Debabrata Saikia, will contest from Nazira, while former Rajya Sabha MP Ripun Bora has been fielded from Barchala. Meera Bharathakur Goswami is the party candidate from Dispur, and Indra Neel Pegu from Majuli constituency. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio has suggested a select committee of the State Assembly should review the use of Vande Mataram in the state. In his remarks during the discussion of the motion of thanks to the governor's address in the Assembly, the Chief Minister described the matter as sensitive and of national significance, emphasizing that India's strength lies in its diversity. He said that constitutional position of the national song must be understood within the framework of fundamental rights, secularism and constitutional morality, referring to the executive order from the Ministry of Home Affairs regarding the national song. The Chief Minister said such directives must be examined in light of Nagaland's special constitutional safeguards. Earlier, members of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly voiced objections to the playing of the national song Vande Mataram on the first day of the 8th Assembly session, citing concerns under Article 371A of the Constitution. The Arunachal Pradesh State Cabinet, headed by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, has approved the creation of 15 posts under the Arunachal Pradesh Finance and Accounts Service CADA. Besides the draft Arunachal Pradesh Press Accreditation Rules 2025 to streamline accreditation for journalists and media professionals, 5 major agendas related to the Education Department were also approved. It has also approved placing of 5 draft bills in the State Assembly when the session starts from the 6th of this month. Tripura Transport Minister Sushanta Chaudhary yesterday chaired a review meeting of the State Secretariat to assess the supply and pricing of essential commodities across the state. During the meeting, discussions were held on ensuring an uninterrupted supply and stable prices of petrol, diesel, LPG cylinders, other petroleum products and essential commodities throughout the state. The minister directed officials of the Department of Food, Civil Supplies and Consumers Affairs to take strict measures to prevent black marketing of essential goods, and prices of essential commodities must not rise above normal levels under any circumstances. He instructed officials to closely monitor the market to ensure that no artificial shortage of petrol, diesel or essential food items is created to inflate prices through black marketing. The second day of the 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly saw intense deliberations during the question hour and discussions on the motion of thanks to the governor's address. During 0 hour, MLA Achumbemo Kikon raised serious concerns over racial discrimination against the Northeast people. He asserted that citizens from the Northeast are equal and integral members of the India's progress and strengthening of democracy, and stressed that such discrimination cannot be tolerated in a democratic country. Kikon also renewed his call to address human-elephant conflicts through large-scale jatropha cultivation. The House was informed of the Governor's assent to 3 bills, including the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland Validation Bill 2025. Later, the motion of thanks was adopted and the House was adjourned till the 9th of this month. Mizoram Mizoram Home Minister K. Sapdanga informed the State Assembly that some refugees who are taking shelter in the state engaged in illegal commercial activities, with some individuals already facing serious legal charges. Responding to questions in the Assembly during the ongoing budget session, Sapdanga said while the government has not received official reports, it was aware that some refugees are covertly conducting small-scale businesses in violation of the law. Providing an update on the state's biometric enrollment process, Sapdanga informed that a total of 26,381 refugees from Myanmar have been enrolled as of February 5th, while 1,974 people are yet to be registered. A hardcore cadre of the Alpha I faction has surrendered in Khonsa Tirap district in Arunachal Pradesh, based on credible intelligence inputs from reliable sources regarding the presence of a hardcore insurgent belonging to the Alpha I faction in the general area of Horu Chinghan. A focused joint operation was launched by a team comprising Tirap Police, 36th Battalion CIPF and Khonsa Battalion SM Rifles at COB Noglo. The self-styled 2nd Lieutenant Bitul Baruha surrendered along with 140 caliber pistol, a magazine and two live rounds of 40 caliber ammunition. In Meghalaya, the two-day Youth Parliament 2026 held at the District Auditorium in Tura concluded yesterday after engaging debates, deliberations and critical reflections by participating students. Speaking at the chief guest, Raja Sabha MP, Dr. One Way Roy Karluki said that a society which neglects or hates its younger generation has no future. He emphasized that the future belongs to the youth and expressed confidence that one among of the participants of the Youth Parliament would one day be at the helm of affairs in the state. Dr. Karluki also reminded the youth that God has his own plans for every individual and encouraged them to remain patient and steadfast in their pursuits. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh expressed happiness that the National Integration Tour participants represent the integrated Manipur as they belong to various communities, Meitei, Kuki, Naga and Meitei Pangal. The Chief Minister shared his sentiments during the flagging off of the National Integration Tour 2025-26 at the Assam Rifles K. Tel Manbi yesterday. The tour is expected to cover Imphal, Thiruvananthapuram, Kanyakumari, Mumbai, Kolkata. Altogether, 24 youths, six each from the four communities, are part of the tour. NCC cadets from Tripura who participated in 2025-2026 Republic Day Camp and Thal Sainik Camp were felicitated during a function at Lok Bhavan in Agartala yesterday. Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu presented mementos and certificates of appreciation to the candidates. Addressing the NCC cadets, the governor said patriotism, discipline and leadership are the core strength of the NCC and congratulated them for bringing pride to Tripura. In Mizoram, major surgical milestone was achieved at Zoram Medical College and Hospital, where doctors successfully removed a massive ovarian tumor weighing approximately 33 kilograms. The complex procedure was carried out through a collaborative effort between the hospital's departments of obstetrics and gynecology and anesthesiology at its Falcon facility. Hospital officials described the tumor as the largest ever removed at the institution. In Tripura, Dol Utsav was celebrated with traditional enthusiasm and fervor. The festival was observed in the state since the royal era, and people from both tribal and non-tribal communities participate in the celebrations in keeping with long-standing customs. People take part in the festivities with colors, abir and gulal, smearing one another with vibrant hues. In recent years, the demand for natural and eco-friendly colors has increased significantly across the state. The Festival of Colors Holi is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of the spring season. Holi gives the message of equality and fraternity as all sections of society, irrespective of caste, creed, color, age and sex, celebrate it with great enthusiasm. On this day, people smear each other with colors, exchange greetings and savor sweets on the occasion. And now before we close the headlines once again, Mizoram government will scale up its operations against smuggling of areca nuts from Myanmar. Indian National Congress releases first list of 42 candidates from upcoming Assam Assembly elections. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio suggests review by select Committee of State Assembly on Use of Vande Mataram in the state. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.